First, livestock. The replacement of pedigree stock, cattle, sheep, goats, pigs, and poultry. The provisions of seeds and medication. The material to replace damaged farmhouses. And the restoration of the sole poultry hatchery on the island. Sabota Caesar mentioned that. Crops. The provision of vegetable seeds, the provision of planting materials, root crops, fruit tree crops, and planting. The provision of pen manure, inorganic fertilizers, and environmentally friendly pesticides. Supply of tools and implements, chainsaws, rototillers, seed planters, forks, spray cans, drip irrigation lines, greenhouse, plastics, ground cover plastics, water tanks. Dairy forestry. Contracting of community workers to cut logs in rivers to reduce future occurrence. Provision of chainsaws and log haulers. FAO's technical assistance in assessing damage to forest and strategy for repairing damage caused. And assistance with riverbank stabilization. In fisheries, assistance in replacing fishing gears. Training. Early warning systems, water harvesting techniques, soil and water conservation practices. The World Bank, as you are aware, made an assessment in the region of $300 million damage and loss, 290 something million, just over 15% of GDP. But I had indicated that the number is in the region of 17% of GDP, gross domestic product, because the World Bank did not carry out the assessment on the forests, which the FAO found the damage and loss to be $24 million Eastern Caribbean dollars, and that the World Bank did not carry out as thorough an analysis of the damage and loss in the agricultural sector, which the Food and Agricultural Organization found to have been in excess of $8 million, separate and distinct from the $24 million in forestry. This is why we have used the number of $330 million, or approximately 17% of gross domestic product.